U.S. consumers spend several hundred million dollars a year on extracts from leaves of the ginkgo biloba tree. The herbal product is often sold as a way to improve memory or other mental functions. A study in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association, however, found that the extract ginkgo did not make the brain work any better. Paul Solomon is a professor at Williams College and clinical director of the Memory Clinic in Bennington, Vermont. He is one of the researchers involved in the study. Welcome.
Hello.
Before we get to your study, tell me, why do so many people believe that ginkgo biloba can help their memories?
We have an increasing number of people who come to our memory clinic concerned about their memory who are already taking ginkgo. And when we talk to them about it, they tell us that it is the advertising and marketing of the product that leads them to believe that it's beneficial.
And not word of mouth, friends that had good results?
We don't hear that as often. They tell us that they hear about it on television and in advertising, and that seems to be what prompts them to take the product.
Tell us then about the study. What did you do to find out whether it actually works?
We got people to volunteer by running an advertisement in the newspaper that offered them participation in a study aimed at perhaps improving memory. We were inundated with telephone calls, and eventually we had 230 people. They came to our clinical research center and took about a two-hour battery of tests of learning and memory and attention and concentration. They were then randomly assigned to be in either a group that got ginkgo or a placebo, that is, a group that got a pill with no active ingredients. The study was blinded, so we didn't know who was in each group, and the participants also didn't know what they were taking. They took it following the manufacturer's instructions for a six-week period and then returned to our clinical research center right at the end of the time they were taking either ginkgo or placebo to retake the battery of tests.
And we know from your study that it didn't work, but precisely what did you find?
Well, what we found that was on 14 different tests of learning and memory and attention and concentration, there was absolutely no difference between the volunteers taking ginkgo and the volunteers taking a placebo. Additionally, we questioned the companions, typically spouses, but sometimes close friends, who had daily contact with the participants. And we asked them, did you notice any difference in your friend or spouse's memory? And they, again, the people taking ginkgo and the people taking placebo were determined to be exactly the same.
Given what you found, basically that ginkgo biloba doesn't work for memory and brain functioning, does that suggest to you that maybe this product should come under more government scrutiny?
Well, public policy is a long way from my area of expertise. What I might suggest, though, is that when someone goes to their physician and he or she prescribes for them a medication, they can be confident that that medication has gone through a very rigorous series of tests and studies that have all been scrutinized carefully by the FDA. When someone goes to a supermarket and buys a so-called nutraceutical or supplement, they can have no confidence that that nutraceutical has undergone the same level of scrutiny. And again, the judgment needs to be made whether, in fact, these things really work.
Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Neuropsychologist Paul Solomon is a professor at Williams College and the clinical director at the Memory Clinic in Bennington, Vermont.